And could I have your name, sir?
John Ferguson.
And where and when were you born?
Born in Glasgow, Scotland. Mm-hmm. 1900.
1900? How did you come to Canada?
Came in 1910. By boat across the Atlantic and then by a train across the continent.
And you settled with your parents, I presume, here?
Yes, I came out with my parents.
In the Vancouver Island?
To Vancouver, just a short time, and then went over to Vancouver Island.
Right. And you returned to the coast in, what year, 1931?
Back from Vancouver Island.
Right. And can you describe the circumstances surrounding your return to Vancouver?
I came back at that time in 1931, and having purchased a hardware store in North Burnaby on Hastings Street in the 3900 block that had been in existence for some time. And these were the days of the Depression, what's known as the Depression, or the days of the 30s.
How was it that you attempted to start off in business, as you say, in the heart of the Depression?
Well, it was probably ambitious a bit, and wanted to have a place of my own, and probably I thought this was the only place that was available in the world. I seemed to think it was anyhow. I never even looked anywhere else. There were plenty of other places, but I just maybe thought this was the only one.
Fairly daring.
As I said before, gullible.
Gullible, you think that might have had a bit to do with? It was a hardware store.
Hardware, yes.
Can you give us an idea of the amount of stock you had and just the type of stock you were carrying?
Well, at that time, probably there would be a total investment in merchandise or stock on the shelves about somewhere between $6,000 and $7,000.
And just a general idea of the type of stock. Is it a hardware store then the same as a hardware store today?
No, somewhat different, but in many respects similar. There was a good paint department, and there would be crockery and builder's hardware, and we carried quite a stock of fertilizer during the summer season, because the people in that neighborhood were very garden-minded, carried a lot of fencing, and just the usual
odds and ends, nails.
No, plenty of nails, yes. Yeah. Mustn't forget them.
Right.
Plenty of nails.
And tools and the like.
Boiled oil, turpentine, and garden tools, plenty of garden tools, and also mechanics tools.
This was the 3900 block East Hastings,
3900
North Burnaby. Can you give me describe the relation of your business to other businesses around there, or the relation also of that business area to the neighborhood? What other stores were in the area?
Well, the people were very locally minded as far as purchasing was going, for their needs in all areas of buying, and they didn't have to go downtown if they wanted something, but a lot of the business did go downtown due to conditions. But we had lumber there, and we had vegetable stores, dry goods stores, bakeries, two banks, shoe stores, all in the 3900 block, and the 4000 were the two active business blocks in North Burnaby.
There was one question I was thinking there. That business center would be serving Vancouver Heights.
Vancouver Heights. It would be all the way, at least from Boundary, and probably down into the city of Vancouver, several blocks as well, and would run well out to Lockdale, way out in I just forget the number of the block, maybe around 1,600 blocks, 6,000, something like that. And it would go north and south of Hastings. Going north from Hastings, it would go over towards the Yale or Edinburgh, and on the south side it would run down at least as far as Douglas Road.
You mentioned that the people were very conscious of buying locally, like from the merchants in that area, like Vancouver residents, Vancouver Heights residents would be buying from. Some of that, I imagine, would be convenience, for convenience sake, as you're saying. But I think during the 1930s, there were the merchants, there were large advertising campaigns, I believe, to get the people to even buy more locally from the local merchants. Did you find in the Depression that it was more difficult for that small business center to compete with, say, Vancouver and the larger stores?
Oh, yes, it was very absolutely. People bought, in many instances, out of loyalty to you, and in most instances, it was an economic question that they had to make their money go as far as it would go, and they no doubt went downtown where prices maybe were more competitive and better, and they had other features that they were quite acceptable.
How would you describe your customers? What type of jobs or employment did they have in that area?
Well, there were people in that neighborhood, very few that were self-employed living there. There were mostly people who were working for the BC Electric, a great many, and maybe working in sawmills or lumber mills. And there'd be quite a number who would be longshoremen, and quite a few fishermen that lived there.
You'd already told us a bit of what your stock was in the store. I was wondering, were there any special demands that came about through the Depression years?
Yes, well, no doubt we had to change some of our stocks very slightly to meet demands, and the one thing that stands out in my mind is the fact that people were passing through very severe times at that time, and they couldn't meet their electric or power bill with the BC Electric, and their power was being cut off. So we had to put in coal oil into the store. That is, we bought in barrels of 40 gallon. Then we had to ready it, put it in bottles and cork it and label it and sell it to the buying public, because this was their means of lighting in the home, and this was very common.